By now, Carly had rushed to the back door and opened it. "There is an elephant in the garden, Mooty," he cried. "Why is there an elephant in our garden?" Then I saw her too. A huge shadow that moved and became an elephant as it came towards me into the light from the window. Mooty had her arms around me and was kissing the top of my head. "My secret, remember?" she whispered. "Happy birthday, Elizabeth." Time wore on, but it seemed to have little effect on Mr. Baggins. At 90, he was much the same as at 50. At 99, they began to call him well-preserved, but unchanged would have been nearer the mark. There were some that shook their heads and thought this was too much of a good thing. It seemed unfair that anyone should possess, apparently, perpetual youth as well as, reputedly, inexhaustible wealth. "It will have to be paid for," they said. "It isn't natural, and trouble will come of it." They planted roses and wild climbing things, and he built her a swing. And she fashioned a seat into a branch of old tree. Even now I want to cry. The bough broke, and she fell to the ground. Mother says she was just a slip of a thing, most likely teasing him from up there in the tree. She was hurt so bad. Soon after, she died.
"What are you doing in my cabin?"
"Your cabin? You built this? Well, I have to say I'm impressed. As you can see, I made a few improvements to it."
"Improvements? You... Oh!" She took a deep breath, checking her rage, infuriated further by his smirk. "How long have you been living here?"
"A few moons, maybe more.
I did have a place by the port, but it seems my brother Uriel has commandeered it for the time being." He shrugged and turned to retrieve a bowl for stew.